Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. What's up, everybody? Grant Wise jumping in live. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. I got Ryan King on today, the Las Vegas real estate broker and an absolute legend that's out there working, ready to take down the big guys and make you one of the most independent agents you possibly could be. Ryan, man, thanks for jumping on and chat with us a little bit today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So we're going to get right into the meat and potatoes here. Like, let's learn about you, man. Who are you? Where are you from? Why did you jump into this? Why are you, you know, speak out so much towards other big companies like Zillow and those types of things? Just give us the backstory. How did you get to where you are now?
Well, I moved to Las Vegas from New Jersey in 93. I went to a tech high school, and then right out of the high school, I started a dot-com company, actually selling performance parts for cars. Sold the company in 2002, right after I graduated college, got into real estate, flipping houses, did a lot of that, just got licensed really just to get to hedge against the selling costs and get MLS access. Foreclosure crisis came, and I saw a lot of agents tucktailing and running and going doing other things. I saw opportunity, so I started looking at maybe putting an ad in, like, there's a magazine called Homes Illustrated out here. And I looked at it and I said, okay, well, maybe I should just buy an ad, you know, buy a page in there and you know, just list a bunch of foreclosures. So I kind of dissected it and said, okay, well, you know, how would I find me if I did that? Well, I'd have to, you know, go into an Albertsons or Smith's or Walmart or whatever, find the magazine rack, then find this magazine, then turn through a bunch of pages. And when you're turning through a bunch of pages, you new agent, new face, new name, before you got to essentially, you know, my page. And I'm like, well, I'm just another fish in their pond. So, you know, I basically designed my own magazine called the Foreclosure Magazine. And we distributed 50,000 copies per quarter. It was in all the Albertsons and Smiths. And, now I was one tier above everybody else. I was centric in my marketing because no matter what page that they turned to, they were calling me. So it worked. And plus, you know, I got to control the magazine and control, you know, how it looked. And, you know, it's called you market for what people want. So back then, everyone foreclosure, boom, deal. So, and it worked. I mean, we got 20, 30, 40 leads a day. It was crazy. Things were good. I had a stagnant website, buylvforeclosure.com, and built a team. And then I opened up my brokerage, King Realty Group, in 2012. And I started seeing, you know, I was noticing them already. And I these websites, Zillow, Trulia, popping up. I had an underwriter screw me out of a deal because he was paying attention to their Zestimate. Which was completely inaccurate at the time. So I lost commission because of that. And I'm looking at these sites and I'm like, man, this doesn't make sense. The same thing that applied to the magazine applied to these websites. Why am I going to essentially buy back my own data when, I went to school with some brilliant, brilliant website developers. I've had 20 year relationships with them. And I said, hey, let's build a website. So I hired them and we build a website, and rather than burying my company in a portal, I decided to compete on the search engines against them. And so we built vegasdata.com, it gets good 40, 50, 55,000 people going to it a month. And we're no near happy with that. But we've been, constantly double downing and building and building and building. More to this website. We have a community video for nearly every community in Las Vegas, which ranks really well on YouTube. We have it also where if you go to a specific property and a specific property is in a community where we have a community video, that video is also in that on that listing in the details page. So it really gives the consumer more information. You know, you've got to be able to go above and beyond when it comes to data if you're going to compete against these websites. It was important for me to make sure that my company was centric in their marketing. I wanted my agents to be centric in their marketing. So we were able to then turn the website and give each website their own individual website where they're centric in their marketing. So all their marketing pieces, they're driving traffic to that website where it's just them next to every single listing. I mean, it's really, it's not good enough to, you know, you can't go out and just buy, you know, an off the shelf website from a lot of these companies that are out there, you know, with, and expect to compete, because frankly, none of these websites, are as detailed as websites like Zillow and Trulia. I mean, let's face it, they've done a great job. You've got to be able to have a website that's comparable. If you're going to be able to drive traffic off of those portals, keep your consumer and your database off those portals and get them onto your website. So we've been doing that. I've been, for the last 5 years, actively speaking out against these, some of these websites, because, essentially, in my opinion, we have been, basically funding our own distinction. I mean, we're going to be, we've got a nice spot reserved, for us in the same museum as Toys R Us, Expedia, or not Expedia, Blockbuster. The travel agent, and, you know, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. So, you know, how are we going to, you know, make moves as an industry to be able to, prolong this inevitable distinction? And I'm sorry if the people, folks out there don't see it, you're blind. The traditional broker that's out there that's pushing, you know, I mean, prospecting, which is great. Everyone should prospect, but you know, you've got to be able to do more. I mean, this is 2018. I mean, I get yelled at for this joke all the time, but Marty McFly has already come back to the future. And you've got to be able to market in ways of 2018, which means you need to be effective on Facebook and social media. And you've got to be able to create unique content and leverage that content to drive traffic to your website. Part of the reason why we've been essentially replaced, you go to the news stations and all you hear is Zillow this, Trulia this. I mean, we've given away our most precious asset, is our information. And we are no longer I'm not starting to do a bitch fest. I'm very much of a problem solution guy. All I hear on the media is according to Zillow or according to Trulia. I mean, what happened to according to this association or that association? So, you know, we've really, put ourselves in the dugout. And what I tried to do is control what I could. And so I made moves with my company to be able to position myself and my agents we're not basically at the beck and call of these big portals where, you know, I mean, because there's a lot of agents I know spending $10,000, $20,000 a month on Zillow, where, I mean, man, if you take that money and leverage it towards creating your own unique content and leveraging that content on social media, the amount of business you can get compared to buying back your own data, I mean, it's your ROI is going to go through the roof.
And so, yeah, it's unbelievable what can happen if you spend $10,000 a month on something like Facebook ads, where the average cost per lead is $3. Let's say it's double that. Let's say it's six. Spend $10,000 a month, 1,667 leads a month that get built into your pipeline, help you build your media. And I've been actively speaking about this for a long time too, and trying to help real estate agents understand that you can build your own media, right? You don't need to have Zillow do it for you. The only thing that you're doing is increasing their database and you're buying back the information. How on earth does that make sense, especially when you can just do it yourself? And now, up until this point, we haven't necessarily had a lot of the tools that we have today, you know, in the last 5 years or so, to make it super possible. But we sit in one of the greatest times, I believe, to grow a real estate company, but also one of the most dangerous times because of what the real estate industry and community, and sorry if you're hearing water, there's that never happens. There's a pipe that was running through our office and I didn't even know it did that. Sorry.
No worries.
But if you are strategically giving up, like you said, your greatest assets, and you're buying back that information, then you're basically funding this company that, I'm not going to sit here and say they don't have your best information at heart or your best interest at heart from a real estate standpoint. But I mean, if you look at the facts, it progressively made steps and strides that render a lot of what the real estate agent does useless. Sure. Companies like Redfin that are speaking out about how they want to, put agents out of business and hire them. And you look at companies like Amazon that are introducing products in the real estate space. Look at companies like Facebook that are building marketplaces. I mean, look around you and, you know, wake the hell up, I think is the easiest way that I could say that. We've got companies that are still spending, shoveling thousands of dollars monthly at these companies when they could be doing that for themselves. You've got to build your own media. And, you know, I live in Bentonville, Arkansas, which is home office of Walmart. So we're in Walmart country. When Walmart came about, they put a ton of mom and pops out of business. But there were a ton of mom and pops that survived. What was the difference?
Unstoppable.
The difference between the mom and pops that went out of business and the difference between the ones that didn't was media. When you own attention, you're safe. Not necessarily safe. Nobody's safe. But you have some extra barriers of protection that help you grow when you're building your own media company.
Sure. I'm sure some of these people created a niche, and I'm sure some of these people, found value with the consumer. Rather than going to Walmart, they found a specific niche and found value with the consumer to keep them coming back.
It's the same thing as Starbucks. Like, I'm a Starbucks guy. I mean, just 100%. My wife, 7 Brew. 7 Brew is a local coffee company where we're at. This family from Oregon came over. They built this double-sided drive-through for coffee. It's actually pretty cool. I'm a Starbucks guy because I'm a brand loyalist. Once I find something I like, I don't usually tend to stray from it that much. But it's still the same conversation. Like, this company's doing an excellent job of marketing themselves, building up media, gaining attention, and building a lot of raving fans. And real estate agents, I don't think, are paying attention to how they can do that right now, nor do they necessarily even understand how they can do that right now. But it's a must. Like, we're not in a situation anymore where we can lackadaisically look back and say, it's going to be fine. You know, we're going to be all right. We're going to make it, because it's bullshit. Like, you have to face the truth, the hard, tough reality that you are going to go out of business in less than 48, 72 months. It's not a matter of if, it is a matter of when. And I'm not trying to be all doom and gloom. That's not what this podcast is about. If you're a real estate agent listening to this right now, you're probably like, well, shit. So let's talk about how to solve it, right? We're both solutions-oriented people. Like, what are some ways you think that agents could stop and make a change, make an adjustment right now that would shield them from some of these changes?
Well, I mean, first off, I mean, you're a professional, okay? So everyone, and this is the cold hard truth, act as a professional. I mean, literally now is the time. I mean, you need to be double downing and being committed. There's no part-time in success. I mean, you're going to have to basically, you know, get good with social media marketing. You have to good with consistently posting. You're going to have to get good at learning what's going to make you rank higher on search engines or on social media. Know your value. I mean, if you're a professional, you need to know this business backwards and forwards, or maybe even you don't even know, you need to know your whole entire city, know your community and brand yourself to that community. I mean, it's basically diving deeper and providing and being the source of information for your business.
100%. 100%. Now, a lot of people struggle with like value, I think, because we teach a lot of build media, video content, blog content, just a lot of different types of content you could create. And we have the stuff that we teach, so I'm curious, like, what do you think, what's some advice that you could give a real estate agent when they think about, okay, I got to add value to my community or my customer base, my member base. What are some ways that I could do that?
Well, I mean, first of all, so I'm going to bring up a guy that's a lawyer here. For you Vegas people, you should know this number, 877-1500. That's Glenn Leonard, the heavy hitter. He's a lawyer. He's on TV like crazy. He's on billboards, radio, and that's all. And that's great. Okay. And he has spent tons of money on marketing himself to ingrain that number into everybody's head. So, but like today, you know, it's 2018. You don't, you know, the old ways, that the way that some of these brokers that you mentioned, the dinosaurs of this business, you know, they're accustomed to building their business in that way, okay, and prospecting and mailers. And I got no problems with old school methods, but you need to be also marketing in ways of 2018. I mean, everybody has a niche. Everyone has a certain thing that they're into. I mean, if you're into fishing or if you're into working out, I mean, you should be able to leverage that hobby and build a business around it. And I mean, like, if you're in the gym, what's wrong with having, you know, a muscle shirt that has your information on it? What's wrong with targeting that address of that gym with you and your muscle shirt, you know, promoting? So when you walk in that gym, you're in there working out and you're talking to people about real estate and you're talking to people about what makes you so pumped up, you know, and what makes you and what's leaned you out and what's, you know, helped build muscle or whatever your goal is. It's all about finding your niche and finding what you, I mean, everyone's got hobbies. What's your hobby? You know, are you a car guy? Are you a fishing guy?
Finding ways to build that relationship.
Absolutely. You know, and also, what are you doing to
I think that your microphone's getting caught on your shirt.
Sorry about that.
All right, there we go. Sorry. Go ahead.
What are you doing to stay in front of your database? What are you doing to stay in front of, you know, the consumer? I mean, you need to constantly be marketing. I mean, never before is it easier to market and target market your audience.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can create custom audiences on Facebook and market yourself, remarketing yourself to your, basically your SLI, your sphere of influence, and asking for referrals. Like, we have a red carpet delivery key system here that literally, I mean, like, after they close the deal, and our agents meet the clients out in their house, instead of just giving them the key, you know, and saying goodbye, you know, they do this whole red carpet key delivery system. They capture it on film and leverage that video. So, you know, and get tons of referrals. I mean, they create basically a reality show out of it. I've got agents that took some of the ideas that we had and just took it to a whole new level with, I mean, they've got drones, they've got, you know, advanced selfie sticks, they've got, and they do themed red carpets, you know, they sell to the police, they dressed up as policemen. I mean, and create a whole experience around it. And what they're doing is extremely exciting. They have more fun than anybody I know. And they literally, I mean, they've went from doing the 17, 18 deals a year to 45 last year and just destroyed it. So it's finding what your unique value is and, you know, do it. Like, what's your platform? Is your platform, are you an excellent writer? You know, so if I was an excellent writer, I'd be sitting there writing all day. But I'm good in front of the camera. So I do tons of video. You know, tons of video. I'm always in front of my agents. I'm always in front of agents in within the Valley. So basically, when I'm marketing, you know, and I'm recruiting, it's my job to make sure that every agent knows what my company's about and who I am. And if you're consistently marketing over and over and over again, and you're in front of people, then they're going to basically know you in order to do business with you, in order to like you. So, I mean, it's they've got to be able to, it's a little Tom Ferry for you or one of those, but I mean, you know, it's true. I mean, you've got to be able to stay in front of your clients and your database. I mean, I do so much Facebook marketing. I was at a gas station one day. I was sitting there talking to my wife, pumping gas. And I hear this lady, she's like, I know that voice. And she comes around and she's like, whoa, you are Ryan King. I go, well, yes, I am. And she goes, you're on my Facebook every day. I see your videos. And I don't say that to you guys to brag. I say that to you to impress upon you that, like, if I can do that to realtors as a way of recruiting, you can do that to your database and stay in front of them. Because at the end of the day, you're either out of sight or you're if you're not staying top of mind with your database, then you're out of sight, out of mind. And you need to be staying top of mind with your database. I can't tell you how many agents I know that I speak to. They don't know that they could create a custom audience on Facebook and serve consistent ads to them. And it's not that expensive. So, I mean, you know, and I relate it to a lot like dating. Like, so I'm married. At some point, I had to hit on my wife in order to get a date. Well, you know, same thing with referrals. You know, if you're not out there asking for referrals, just like I asked for a date, then, you know, you're not, you've got to ask, you got to be in front of them. Cause if you don't ask, you're not going to get a referral. If you don't hit on a lady, you're not going to get a date. So, you know, that's basically my story with staying in front of your database.
you got to do it. And it's something that I coined here recently called the mantra method. And it teaches real estate agents how to generate leads and then how to take a lot of those leads, create custom audiences, and then market branded video-based content. So create like a video show, whatever your show is, center it around the community, and then be seen. And what happens is you create, or what's created is what we call a parasocial relationship. It's a one-sided relationship. So simply by seeing you often, your customers, your prospects start to build a one-sided relationship with you. And when that happens, what we do is we teach them to retarget those video ads with appointment campaigns, because real estate agents are tired of all the redundancies and follow-ups and all the stuff that they got to do to try and keep up with their database. What we do is we teach them how to remarket those videos with appointment campaigns. So what's happening now for us is we're getting buyers and sellers to pre-book appointments to meet with the agent to buy or sell their home. And so it automates a lot of that selling process simply just by being yourself, creating video content, putting it out there on social media. The consumer is going to build that relationship with you just because they see you every day. And you guys, if you're listening to this right now, you know this because you've gone to a Tom Ferry event or you've gone somewhere and you've met with somebody that you are friends with on Facebook. And you said, man, I just feel like I know you already because we're connected on Facebook. Well, hey, guess what? If you provide your consumer, if you provide your database, if you provide your prospects with that same opportunity, same thing that's happening to Ryan at a gas station is going to happen to you at a restaurant. And as a matter of fact, it's like a guarantee we have in the mantra method training is that within 3 months, you're going to get noticed at the coffee shop, you're going to get noticed at the restaurant, you're going to get noticed here, there, and everywhere. And another really powerful side effect of that is that the associations that you create in the marketplace, when you know what your customer likes, say it's a veteran and they like guns, and you go interview the local gun shop owner and you go out and shoot guns and you videotape it and you just live your life, get that fun, that person's going to become obsessed with that content you're putting out because it creates that association. Like, oh, that's Charlie, the guy that owns my gun shop. I go there. And he's just going to create these really powerful associations with you. And that's the same for coffee shops and whatever. But when you know your customer, you know which business owners in the community to interview, or which political figures to interview, or which school teachers to interview, or which, nonprofit movements to interview. You know what your customer likes, you know what type of content to create and what type of people to interview. And it just does so much powerful, powerful stuff for your brand. And then when you get people that are just pre-booking appointments to meet with you, it makes it easy. That's how I built my business over the last 5 years, strictly on an appointment basis. I put out an opportunity for somebody to get training from me. So I generate a lead. We put out a lot of really good video content that allows them to build a relationship with me, see the successes of other agents that we've worked with. And then we offer up an opportunity for them to book an appointment, whether that's in Facebook remarketing or it's an email or in text or whatever that looks like. And we've generated over 10,000 appointments the last few years, speaking to real estate agents about how to do this in their own business. And now we're teaching agents how to do that. It's incredibly, incredibly powerful to be able to go from obscurity to building a really powerful brand just from some simple 5-minute Facebook videos that you're putting out in a really strategic way. That's how you build media. Like, that's how you get attention and keep it.
You've got to make it your personal business and you know, I mean, to stay in front of people, I mean, and you have got to be prepared. I mean, I'd rather be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than have an opportunity and not be prepared. Yep. And there's a little Les Brown for you. So, it really is, you've got to be able to keep staying in front of it, keep leveraging it. I mean, if you've got to be able to be like these phones, I mean, you know, you've got a camera, you know, at your disposal anytime. So if you have a unique moment that you can leverage, like I walk into the gym every morning at 5:30 and there is this lady there that could be easily like, oh, you know, scan it. Good morning. Enjoy your workout. Right. Instead, she is pumped up on life. You know, we joke around and I mean, she makes my commute into the gym like so much more pleasant. So I interviewed her right there. I found out what her secret sauce to life was, why she was so upbeat and positive. And I mean, she's a true asset to that gym. And so I interviewed her right then and there. So you've got to be able to get comfortable with yourself and comfortable on video. I mean, one thing this subject did for me, I mean, to think 5-6 years ago that I would be sitting here talking to you or talking to a room full of 100 people. No way. I mean, I couldn't even give a best man speech without shaking like this. I mean, you know, so you've got to have it in your mind that this has to be done. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Figure out whatever your why is and be like, I have to do this because it's going to mean this or this or this. And so, I mean, it took me a little bit, but, you know, do a bunch of takes. And I mean, it used to be like, I used to have to do 10, 15, 20 takes before I got the right one. Well, you know, now it takes one or two. So, you know, just like anything else, the more you do it, the better as you get at it. And, you know, you'll wind up being able to, leverage that data and you'll get more business from that rather than going out and buying, you know, funding your own extinction.
100%. I tell people that all the time. You got to take imperfect action. Progress is better than perfect. My first phone stand was, my first video stand was my daughter's princess boxes. On a whiteboard that, you know, I got for like $3 down the street somewhere. I had this big floppy hair. My teeth were crooked. I had this and that and the other. Like, you just got to do it. Like, it's, you know, and I actually asked this question today in one of my groups. Do you care more about authenticity or do you care more about perception? Because most people care more about perception, living their lives based on what others will think. Mm-hmm. I happen to live more of an authentically driven lifestyle where I don't give a shit what you think about me. And that's not say like, I don't care about you. I just don't care what you think about me. Somebody was walking in the other day. They were joking. They said, I'm bringing in a new interviewee for a sales position in the office, later this week. Are you going to be here? And I was like, yeah, I think so. Why? They're like, well, just curious. I don't know if I'm gonna bring him into your office yet or not. And I was like, okay, why? And he's like, well, you know, you just never know if you're going to be, you know, in a nice suit or a pair of gym shorts and $1,000 pair of loafers. Like, I never know what you're going to be wearing or what mood you're going to be in. You know, you're always doing you, right? Which is true. But, like, it's part of what makes my movement tick. And it's the same thing for you, right? It's part of what makes your movement tick is that you authentically live your life and you express yourself the way that you want to. And the people that are attracted to that show up in droves. And the people that aren't, don't. It's, you know, for all that marketing we do, we also do what we call unmarketing. We're pushing people away that we wouldn't be a good fit for.
I mean, you know, just like, I'm a big Seinfeld fan. So, you know, like Jerry Seinfeld's mother is always saying, everyone has to like you. You know, everyone's going to like you. How does everyone not like you? Well, I mean, it's, you know, not everyone's going to like you. You know, I'm a New Jersey guy. I moved here when I was 13. I'm 37 now. And I just can't help but sometimes my East Coastness comes out and probably, you know, and I've learned to tone it down throughout the years because some of these West Coast people don't like that too much, but you know, I could only be me. And, you know, so, you know, and some people are like, well, he's cocky or he's this or that. No, I go, I'm not cocky. I'm not obnoxious. You know, it's more of just me being me. I mean, you know, this is my profession. So I chose to learn and be able, you know, about my profession from A to Z. And I'm always still learning. You know, there's a lot of other subjects out there that I'm completely ignorant. And by definition, ignorant is lack of knowledge. And then there's subjects that, that I know enough just to be dangerous about. Like, I'm a big giant fan of New York Giants, okay? But I know just enough to make myself look stupid when I'm debating football with my friends. But, you know, that's okay. It's just a game. You know, it's not my profession to be a sports announcer. So, I mean, you know, make sure that, you know who you are and just play to your strengths. And it's as simple as that. I mean, you know your DNA. You know, like my DNA, like I was raised, my father, who was killed when I was 6 months old, was a entrepreneur big time. He kind of saw where the market was going in his business. He owned a company called Fire King. And before the government made it mandatory that all government buildings needed needed a fire alarm. You know, he had a piece of everyone's business. He had, because everyone wanted his expertise. He saw where the market was going and prepared for it. You know, so you know, because of that DNA, you know, that I have, I mean, it's been ingrained to me. I've always been an entrepreneur. I mean, I never had anybody to show me nothing. You know, heck, I was raised by a stepdad that literally told me I was no good. And because I've gone out there and failed and decided I wasn't going to listen to him or anybody else, you know, that, you know, I just kept learning by failure to get where I am. And, you know, I don't say this to be a pity party. I say this to motivate you guys, because some people out there, they literally, you know, they've got excuses like left and right on why they can't do stuff, you know, and there are people out there way worse than I was. And they have gone way above where where I am today. So, I mean, you know, there's no excuse. Just keep pressing, doubling down and moving forward.
Yeah. 100%, man. I love it. And, you know, as much as we're talking about profession, I think there's a lot of passion involved in this conversation and in this situation in business and in life. And I can definitely hear that in your tone. So I want to talk a little bit about, you know, the passion that you have around protecting the industry. You know, we've talked about how a lot of agents are somewhat funding their extinction. Let's dive into that for a few minutes. What do you believe is happening? Where do you believe the industry's headed?
I think that we're going to slowly be devalued, and
that's already happened. Like that's already
fine. Happened. It's going to continue to happen.
Right,
and they're going to keep pushing. I mean, look what happened. So they got access to the data. They made it so that we, you know, they won over the public. Okay, so they're playing the public against us. At one point, it used to be, you know, used to be able to upload manually to Zillow or Trulia or whatever. Then they took that manual upload away. So basically they said to the brokers, you need us, you know, we're not going to let you continue to have your agent just, you know, have an agent upload a listing here and there because the seller is complaining that their home is not on Zillow. So it's all or nothing, you know? And so basically what happened is the consumer said, you know, okay, Jack Smith, your listing, my listing's not on Zillow. And they complained to that agent. And then what that agent would do is go back to complain to that broker that wasn't syndicating, and that broker had a choice: lose an agent or send their data over to them. And so what happened is Zillow or whatever other portal won, right? That's called the broker politics of syndication. And what I don't understand is how these brokers didn't see this coming. So, you know, and I still haven't answered your exact question yet, but we're getting there. So, I mean, then they came out with instant offers. And then that's when I first saw a lot of brokers go, ding, oh crap. Ryan wasn't crazy after all. You know, he actually knows what he's talking about. He saw this coming years ago and we didn't listen. And, you know, so then brokers reached out and called me. And for those that did, you know, thank you. And I appreciate it. And but I never wanted to be right. So what happened was, you know, that they came out with instant offers, and then they pushed the envelope even further, and now they're buying houses. So what do I see happening in the future? I see that, you know, they're going to continue to push that envelope. They're going to try and control as much inventory as possible. And at some point they're going to turn us all into employees, or they're going to be partnering with big brokerages out there. And, you know, you're going to be taking a piece of their commission, and they're going to keep building and automating until to the point where, you know, we're just minimalized to basically an employee or someone who is doing independent contractor work for $500 a transaction. And then at some point they'll wind up automating that as well.
So what do we do?
Personally, if it was me making the decision, I'd pull the plug immediately from them. You know, I don't think it's right that associations, and this is my personal opinion, I don't think it's right that associations are assisting in syndication. You know, it's the broker, you know, pretty much, I can only speak for how it is here, but it's the broker's data. They control where it goes. Okay. So, you know, they need to, you know, if the association drops them, then, you know, how are these websites going to get the data? I imagine the big franchises will wind up figuring out a way to get the data over to them and leveraging that relationship, and leveraging that to drive the small brokerages out of business and make the small, you know, all the agents go over to the big brokerages. But I mean, and if that happens, it happens. I mean, right now I don't have a crystal ball. I'm throwing stuff out there. I mean, you know, what I've done here is I've prepared myself for, you know, and instead of having a freaking pool table in my office and things that don't matter, you know, and high dollar finishes, I have a nice office, but it's not like I have marble floors or anything like that, or crown molding. I've invested heavily in tech. I employ 4 web developers that work directly for me building my own custom website. And I'm constantly building that, to be able to get in front of people and to be able to make my company centric in our marketing and to make my agent centric in their marketing.
And I think that it kind of goes back to what we've been talking about this entire, interview is like build media. That's one of the greatest ways to protect yourself. And not everybody understands you've been building brokerages for a long time. Now you need to understand that you're a marketer, you're a media company. You need to build a marketing agency, a media company, a development, a software company. You need to build something that is going to help you stand out and own attention. Because when you own attention, you can do anything in the world that you want to. It's why Apple's, began manufacturing cars, because they know that they can sell it to whoever they want. It's why they come out with these new phone devices and they sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of these devices, the iPhone X, which was like one of the biggest flops with iPhone in a long time. But everybody
kind of like Windows Vista.
happy to buy it. Do it with a smile on their face because they have raving fans. And if you're an agent, you've got to understand, you got to go out there and you got to win yourself some raving fans. I think that you do not need to underestimate what's happening right now. And it's happening so fast. It feels like it's happening slow, but it's happening so gosh damn fast. You can't even comprehend what's going on behind closed doors here. But if you can protect yourself by, wising up a little bit, building media, getting attention, making your business more technologically driven, making it easier to function, making it leaner, you put yourself in a situation to succeed no matter what the market does, no matter what the industry does.
I mean, and going back to some broker, like I can remember a lot of brokers saying to me, we're not a technology company. I mean, and this was like, 2015. In 2015, every company is a technology company. I can remember certain individuals saying, I was protecting the public's best interest. Well, you're a leader in the industry. We protect, as realtors, we protect the public's best interest on property rights and, taxes and whatnot, on property taxes. Who's going to protect them when we're gone? So, I mean, we've literally lost, and I don't need to keep, I don't mean to keep spelling out and painting a picture of doom and gloom, but like this industry, it just has not, I think technology just hit this industry and they were like not knowing what they didn't understand it. So if they didn't understand it, how could they possibly see what was going on? And unfortunately, as far as here, they listened to some of those people who they thought understood it instead of those that they should have. Mm-hmm. But it is what it is.
That's awesome, man. Well, hey, man, I appreciate the opportunity to sit down and chat with you a little bit. It's been an awesome podcast, and I love getting to meet with really progressive brokers that are out there planning for the future and doing for now. And you're just an awesome example of what agents should look to in the marketplace when they're trying to figure out how to stay relevant, grow their business, rely on people that have good tools, good support. And so I commend you and appreciate you so much for all the work that you're doing there in Las Vegas. I hope that we get a bunch of our Vegas listeners, seek you out. If they were to, what's the best way for somebody to connect with you if they want to connect and learn about you and ask you questions, those types of things?
They could always friend me on Facebook. They could always email me at ryan@kingrealtyinc.com. You can call my cell phone, 702-283-2880. Or call me at the office, 702-878-5464. But feel free to go to vegasdata.com and those around there. I'm sure you'll pick up some good stuff.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you. I hope you have an epic rest of your day. I hope you guys got a lot of value from listening to this. Look forward to see you on the next episode of the Real Estate University Podcast. You guys have a good day, and we will talk soon. Thanks again, Ryan.
Thank you, Grant. Appreciate it.